This is News West. News West is put together by the WA Amateur Radio News. News West is a community organisation with community news. If you want to submit something, please do so. newswest@vk6.net.
Hello from the WA VHF group. Listeners will be pleased to know that Dave VK6KV is now back in VK6, and perhaps you'll have a well-deserved break from my voice. Hi, hi. Activity days continue to be a feature of club life, although attendance has been low due to holidays and members' commitments. Nonetheless, we are active on a couple of projects, including the refurbishment of our 10 GHz beacon and preparing a couple of donated HF transceivers for sale. This activity has given us the excuse to look at transceiver testing, and we will develop this side of our interests with test jigs and techniques. At a recent activity day, member Tony, VK6TB, brought along his nano VNA with a desire to examine the spectral purity of its signal source. After all, for a sub-$100 instrument, one cannot expect much, one assumes. Our HP spectrum analyzer proved otherwise, and it was good to see the SPECAN in use. A personal desire is to hear more operators on air in the various contests that take place. We enjoy contesting and are aware that there are seasoned operators who are likewise keen, but how can we attract some of the newly minted operators into that part of the hobby? If you're in the Wireless Hill area on a Saturday afternoon, typically the first and third Saturdays of each month, from about noon until 4 o'clock, please feel free to pop in, have a cuppa, a bit of a chat, and see what we're all about, see some of the projects that we're working on. You'll be very welcome indeed. This has been Dennis, VK6AKR, for the WA VHF Group, 73.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hi, I'm Steve Kennedy, VK6SJ, with this week's episode of Did You Know? This week I thought I might do a deeper dive into Ham College. Ham College was formed in 2007 by Neil Husk, VK6BDO, now Silent Key. Neil was an ex-Navy radio operator who'd been a ham for a long time prior to then. Neil and a small team around him wrote the manual we still use to this day, prepared all the slides, etc., and mostly ran the course single-handedly, including foundation, standard and advanced courses. Another stalwart of the early days was Cathy, VK6KTS, who still stays involved with the college, and we lean on her for professional teaching expertise from time to time. The group uses the facilities of the Linwood Scout Hall at Whaleback Golf Course and also have a club station there assembled, which is used for practical testing as well as the odd contest. My involvement with the college started in 2017 when I turned up to see if I could assist in teaching the advanced and standard courses in some way. It happened to be an AGM and I forgot to stand back when everyone else did and ended up president on my first visit. A few months later, Neil embarked on a long-term and much-anticipated Around Australia holiday and I took over as the main presenter for the advanced and standard course. The first year was pretty good and quite easy, but all my students were engineers, so I think I ended up learning more than they did. One of them was Randall, VK6 Whiskey Romeo, who stayed on to assist in teaching and is now the main man for the advanced course. The next 2 years were a lot rougher, with the third year I was involved in the course having a really poor result. At that point, a bunch of new blood came into the committee. We split the teaching up across about 8 instructors, all under the watchful eye of Randall, and we had an immediate improvement in attendance and exam passes. This same format is still in place today and our pass rate is generally around 100% or very close to that. Most years see at least one student stay on to either assist in instructing or just get more involved in the group, which is very satisfying. So what is Ham College doing? We run a combined advanced standard course once a year, generally starting in March and completing in October or November. In addition, we run a foundation course every 2 months, normally attracting between 6 and 10 students, And we've also run ad hoc foundation courses for community groups, both face-to-face and across Zoom. Between the two programs, we're responsible for bringing between 70 and 100 new hams into the hobby each year. With the advanced course, while there are a few different and very valid ways to study for and pass the exam, some much quicker than our course, we've found that the methods we're using provide a good depth of knowledge that's allowed many of our members to become very competent hams. So at this point in time, Ham College has more than its fair share of doers. From running courses and exams, building a new 2-metre beacon, managing the IT system that's so important to the quality of our course, and keeping the club station on air and operational, the culture of the club is very healthy. It's a single-mindedly focused on its core business of educating new and upgrading hams, and we have a great camaraderie amongst the members. So what next? We've often spoken about running more postgrad-style courses like CW, digital modes, workshops, etc. But our issue is that if we take these kind of ventures on, we could run the risk of burning out our core group of instructors. We could do this if we had more volunteers to spread the load, and we would love to hear from anyone interested in becoming more involved in the college to carry out additional courses. We'd also love to have more engagement with all the various clubs in the Perth metro area, even if we are just assisting in clubs doing their own courses using our intellectual property. Another area we would love to engage more with is the scouting and guide movement. We see these movements as being the future of the hobby, without which we believe the hobby could be in trouble without. We do offer free foundation courses to scouts and guides, including their leaders, to aid in fostering this relationship, and would welcome any groups wishing to use our services to gain licences. If you're interested in learning more about Ham College, either as a student, instructor, or volunteering your services to assist the college, you can contact us via our website, hamcollege.org.au. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, thanks for listening again. This has been Steve, VK6SJ, with another episode of Did You Know? If you'd like a text copy of this or any other articles, they will be posted to my blog page at dxradiosystems.com.au about 2 weeks after it's gone to air.
Greg, VK6LH, and I'd like to thank you for listening to this week's News West. We'll be back next week with some. If you'd like to contribute anything, please send it through to newswest@vk6.net.